Do you want to know more about biosecurity, the ins and outs and application in farm? Follow our podcast with Dr. Jake Wadilov and our Global Technical Directors, Michael Collin and Jessica Seed.
Okay, well, I think what I'll do is I'll just start with a little bit of background. I'm going to talk, as we say, about biosecurity and outdoor production. But in Britain, we're kind of fortunate. We're an island, and that gives us a real good biosecurity start. Like the rest of the world, our biggest worry at the moment, apart from COVID, is ASF and ASF getting here. In theory, the water around us should protect us from wild boar entry and other pig movements, hopefully. But our danger really is from illegally imported pig products and people. And as always, one of the most difficult things to control in biosecurity are the people. Just to give you a bit of background of the UK pig herd, we've got about 400,000 sows now, of which 40% are kept outside. Of the finishers that are derived from all these sows, 10% are actually finished outside. 3% are of the, 3 of those 10% are under organic production. 2% are in huts with runs on the front, and 5% are in free-range finishing. In a typical outdoor breeding herd, we have mating, pregnancy, parturition, and lactation, and all of these occur outside. Most of our units are three-week batch farrowing, and we usually wean at 28 days of age. Of our weaners, some go straight indoors and usually onto a straw-based system, as these are perceived as higher welfare animals. Others will be kept outside in runs until about 12 weeks, and then they go inside. And then finally, the 5% of production in free-range finishing, usually placed into tents at 4 weeks of age. They're given 2 weeks to learn about the surroundings, and then they're released into the field at 100 per acre. For you, those of you that are used to hectares, that's 247 per hectare. And this free-range finishing is something I've been involved with since it first started in the UK. We'll talk more about that later on. So if we now move on to biosecurity of outdoor herds, it's based on the same principles as all other herds. But the biggest challenges to us are location, the perimeter of the unit, lines of separation, and controlling access of other animals and people. Interestingly, if we look at it epidemiologically, but also from biosecurity, an outdoor herd is a very large target. It can be kilometers across. So any pathogen that is going through the air or going through a vector has a large target to aim at. But the population within that target is usually very low indeed. And this gives us a different situation because it's less easy for that pathogen to spread once it's come into the unit. We'll all now be familiar with the R value of an infectious agent, especially COVID. But in an outdoor herd, it's rather like us doing social distancing. The R value is reduced and reduced significantly. So diseases can even die out once they've hit a herd. And I'm firmly of the belief we have a number of diseases coming in which disappear. There is another challenge with outdoor pig production. When it's warm and it's dry, it's nice and easy to do. In the middle of winter, when it's really wet, it's much more difficult to get round and much more difficult to comply with biosecurity. If you add snow and freezing weather, you increase the challenges even more. So that gives you an idea of roughly where we're coming from what the situation is.